Last week, we asked our readers and listeners to write about their favorite character from a book they had read. One reader, Arunab, wrote to us about their favorite character, Matilda, from the children's book with the same name, Matilda by Roald Dahl. In this week's Everyday Grammar, we will review parts of Arunab's description of Matilda.
Matilda is brilliant, resilient, creative, and kind, despite growing up in difficult circumstances. Her parents treat her poorly, but she manages to read books. Thus, she gets ahead of other children in her class. She also develops magical powers to defeat Miss Trunchbull. Matilda said, "Be outrageous. Go the whole hog. Make sure everything you do is so completely crazy, it's unbelievable." When Miss Trunchbull refuses to take Matilda to a higher form, Miss Honey continues to nurture her. She allows Matilda to read high-level textbooks, while the rest of her class learns simple reading and math.
Let us look at how Arunab first describes Matilda.
Matilda is brilliant, resilient, creative, and kind, despite growing up in difficult circumstances.
Arunab uses four adjectives to describe Matilda. Brilliant means very bright, and in this case, refers to Matilda's mind. She is very smart. Resilient is a good choice for describing Matilda. Because of her family, she has become very mentally strong. Arunab uses the preposition despite to contrast the surprising information that Matilda had a hard childhood. Growing up is a gerund, meaning to change from a child into an adult. We use the ing form of the verb to make a gerund, but unlike verbs, gerunds are nouns. Arunab describes Matilda as creative. Another word for this is imaginative. Children use their imaginations all the time. And lastly, he describes her as kind or caring and nice. Matilda is always looking out for her classmates and friends. Let's continue to the next part of the description.
Her parents treat her poorly, but she manages to read books. Thus, she gets ahead of other children in her class. She also develops magical powers to defeat Miss Trunchbull.
Arunab describes how other characters act towards Matilda. We find out how Matilda's parents treat her or behave towards her. He uses the adverb poorly to describe her parents' mistreatment of her. Another adverb, thus, is used in this paragraph. Thus is used to refer to a result of something that you just said. So because Matilda reads books, she was able to be at the top of her class. Arunab also uses descriptive verbs like develops and the infinitive form to defeat, which means to beat or win a victory over. In the next part of the description, we see Matilda's speech within quotation marks.
Matilda said, "Be outrageous. Go the whole hog. Make sure everything you do is so completely crazy, it's unbelievable."
Here, Matilda is talking about Miss Trunchbull's actions against her students. No one, not even the parents, believe how Miss Trunchbull is hurting her students. Go the whole hog is an idiom, meaning to do something completely or thoroughly. Lastly, let's look at the last group of sentences. And here we have some suggestions.
When Miss Trunchbull refuses to take Matilda to a higher form, Miss Honey continues to nurture her. She allows Matilda to read high-level textbooks, while the rest of her class learns simple reading and math.
In this paragraph, Miss Trunchbull does not want Matilda to move on to higher-level classes. We suggest replacing higher form and high level with the adjective advanced. We also see Miss Honey's reaction to Matilda's problem. Miss Honey then helps Matilda. Nurture is a good word choice for how Miss Honey is helping Matilda. Nurture means to encourage and care for, especially in growing, learning, and life. In today's report, we looked at Arunob's favorite character, Matilda. He described her with adjectives such as brilliant, resilient, and creative. He used descriptive verbs and adverbs to show how other characters behave towards Matilda. We learned new words like thus, an adverb, and despite, a preposition. We also learned a new idiom with the expression go the whole hog, which means to do something completely. We hope that over the last few weeks, you have enjoyed learning about ways to describe your favorite character. We thank Arunob for writing to us about Matilda. Great job! I'm Faith Perlow.
And I'm Jill Robbins.